For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Welcome back to our ocean adventure, reader. This is part two of our adventure. We released part one earlier, so be sure to listen so you're all caught up. Reading Bug Adventures is written, created, and produced by The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore. And if you're interested in learning more about us, you can find us online at thereadingbug.com. We also have a subscription box service. To get great books picked for you by our staff and delivered to your doorstep, visit readingbugbox.com. Do you remember what happened in part one of our ocean adventure, reader? The Reading Bug's magic book bag took us across the globe to the beautiful beaches of Hawaii. There, we met Kai, a local marine biologist, who invited us to scuba dive with him to explore the vibrant, beautiful sea life in the coral reef. We had to put on some funny-looking scuba equipment and roll backwards into the water, where we saw hundreds of fish in every size and color. And we had just met four new friends. Dolphins! Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora. Are you ready to splash back into our underwater adventure, reader? Great! On the count of three, let's fly back to Hawaii together. Ready? One, two, three, let's fly!
It's a reading bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper, and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. Welcome back. It's so good to see you again. If you're wondering why my voice sounds a little funny, remember, it's because we're deep underwater below Kai's boat, exploring the coral reef and all the ocean life here. Because we're underwater, we need to talk to each other through the equipment in our helmets we're wearing. Hey, look, reader! It's our dolphin friends from the first half of our adventure. They stopped right in front of us, and I think they're trying to tell us something. Listen.
Hello, bonjour.
Good morning.
And hi.
There's no need to be scared, no need to be shy.
I'm Danny.
I'm Donnie.
I'm Denny.
I'm Dora.
And we welcome you to our home in the coral.
We're dolphins, it's clear from our fins and our sound, and we're here to make friends and to show you around. You heard us right, we're not sharks, we're your buddies, and we're here to help out
with your undersea studies.
Nice cartoon.
In Dolphins, Seymour Simon says that there are lots of stories of dolphins befriending people. He also says that dolphins use different sounds to communicate with each other, and some people think that dolphin sounds are a form of language. But I didn't know that dolphins could actually talk to us.
Me either. This must be some of your book bag magic. It's amazing.
Of course we have our own language.
We communicate with each other using clicks, squawks, pops, chirps, and whistles.
We are very happy to meet all of you and welcome you to our beautiful coral reef.
We dolphins are very clever, playful, and social. In addition to being extremely beautiful animals.
You don't need to brag, Dee.
And don't forget that we also have a terrific sense of humor. We love to play tricks on other humans, and we have been known to laugh at humans when they do something silly.
Yeah, we've been working on some swim-up comedy, too. Want to hear some of our jokes?
Sure we do.
Okay, do you know why dolphins are so smart?
Because we live in schools!
Danny, what do dolphins use to make telephone calls?
That's easy. Dolphins use shell phones to make calls.
Nice one.
Hey, bet you can't guess where dolphins go to borrow money. Do you know? Okay, Danny, tell him.
Dolphins borrow money from a prawn broker, or sometimes from a lone shark.
Hey, I hate to ruin the fun, but speaking of sharks, what are those large gray fish swimming around and around us just over there? They have big, sharky teeth and sharky triangle-shaped fins on their backs. I sure hope they're your dolphin friends and not sharks!
Oh my, oh my, oh my! They most definitely are sharks! And they look hungry too. Just look at the way that one's looking at us!
Please, everyone, it's important to remain calm. Sharks can be scary, but they almost never attack people. In fact, there are fewer than 100 shark attacks worldwide each year. You have a better chance of being hit by lightning than of being attacked by a shark. The more you splash around, the more interested the sharks will become. Everyone, do just like I'm doing, and tuck your arms and legs towards your body, and try to stay perfectly still.
I'm trying to stay calm and tucked in, but these sharks are getting closer and closer and closer. They're so close now that I can see their big black eyes and their gigantic spiky teeth, and they definitely look hungry. Oh my, one of the sharks is swimming right in front of me. I don't think I can stay calm any longer. I'm looking into the wide open mouth of a shark that's twice as big as I am, and I think I hear his stomach growling. Maybe we should just swim away!
No, no, don't do that. You're only making the sharks more interested in us. Wait, look, the dolphins are beginning to circle around us, in between us and the sharks.
Don't fear, friends. We'll help save the day. We'll use our awesome brains to help to guide your way. Those sharks are dumb. They're not smart as we are. So hitch your human wagons to these dolphins' cars.
Okay, let's show these humans how we do it. Follow me and we'll play ring around the divers and force those sharks away. Come on, Donnie, Denny, and Dora. It'll be fun.
Ring around the humans, let's keep the circle moving. We'll swim around the swimmers to keep them from the sharks.
Whee, this is pretty fun, guys. Again.
Sharks are in the water, sharks are in the sea. We'll keep on circling faster with a 1, 2, 3.
I think it's working, and I'm getting dizzy. Again.
Ring around our friends as they swim up to their boat. We'll circle around the swimmers to protect them like a moat.
Keep circling and make a lot of noise to persuade these sharks to go away. Reader, can you help us by making loud dolphin noises like this? Okay, let's try again. Very loudly, on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3!
Yay! Look,
Reader, the sharks are swimming away!
For those of you who may have closed your eyes, you can open them now. The sharks gave up on having any of us for dinner, and they're swimming away from us now. These dolphins saved the day. All their swimming, playing, and singing kept the sharks away from us. Hurry, let's ascend and climb back into the boat before the sharks come back. Slowly inflate your BCD with me, and we'll head towards the surface. Look up above us. Do you see the bottom of the boat getting closer and closer? Great job. Okay now, pull yourself out of the water and onto the boat.
Phew! Safe back in the boat. That was some adventure, and despite our run-in with the sharks, it was an amazing trip with some beautiful sights. Why don't we take off our scuba gear and draw a picture of what we saw during our underwater adventure? That will give Kai some time to drive the boat back to the shore.
Remember the rainbow-colored coral reefs and the beautiful fish we saw? We also saw rays swimming below us, and we had lots of fun with our friends, the dolphins. You might want to put the sharks in the picture, too, but it might be too scary. Oh, and maybe you'll want to draw a picture of me and my scuba equipment. I'll play about 1 minute of music for you while you draw. Or if you'd rather not color right now, why don't you think or talk about all the things you hope you'd see if you went on a scuba dive? Would you find fish or octopus? Or maybe you want to explore a sunken ship? Here's some music while our boat races back to shore.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Reader, the boat has just arrived at the dock. If you were coloring and want to finish an illustration, go ahead and pause now. I'll also play some more music at the end of our episode for you. Oh, yay! Reader, look in the water next to the dock. Danny, Donnie, and Dora followed our boat back to the shore, and they're waving their flippers at us to say goodbye. Quick, wave back to them and thank them for all their help.
Bye, Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora. Just like in my book, Dolphins, they befriended us and protected us from harm. Thank you, Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora. Readers, sing along with me. If you're happy, you're not sharp, big shout hooray.
Hooray!
If you're happy, you're not sharp, big shout hooray.
Hooray!
If you're happy, you're not sharp, big, thank the dolphins for our good fate. If you're happy, you're not sharp, big shout hooray.
Hooray!
Great song!
Nice
that was
job.
Awesome!
That was really
good!
That was
so cool!
Right on!
Bye, Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora! We'll never forget you! You did so much for us today! Is there anything that we can do for you?
Well, you know. The ocean is our home, so help us keep it cool.
Floating garbage isn't good for fish or dolphin schools.
So don't be a litter bug and let your trash float out to sea.
And please don't take our coral to make your jewelry.
Being kind to the ocean will not make you wusses, but it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.
Hey, reader, do you want to rap with us so you can remember how you can help us when you get home? Just repeat after us.
The ocean's home to lots of life will help keep it cool.
The ocean's home to lots of life will help to keep it cool.
We know that floating garbage isn't good for dolphin schools.
We know that floating garbage isn't good for dolphin schools.
We promise we won't litter or let trash float out to sea.
We promise we won't litter or let trash float out to sea.
And we'll never take the coral just to make some jewelry.
And we'll never take the coral just to make some jewelry.
Being kind to the ocean will not make us wusses.
Being kind to the ocean will not make us wusses.
But it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.
But it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.
Lauren, Little Dude, Reader, this is the end of our trip together. Thank you for being my diving buddies today. It turns out I really needed a buddy. In Hawaii, we use the word aloha to mean both hello and goodbye. Aloha also means love, compassion, sympathy, and kindness. So with great love and gratitude, I want to say aloha to you, and of course, to Danny, Denny, Donnie, and Dora, our dolphin friends whose kindness protected us from the sharks.
Thank you. Goodbye, our little footed friends. Come visit us again soon.
Today's adventure may be over, but don't forget about me, marine biology, coral reefs, and all the amazing sea life in the ocean. There are lots of great books to read to help you learn more.
Thank you, Kai. It's time for us to jump back into our magic book bag and head for home. Thank you for taking us on such a terrific adventure. We won't say goodbye, because I'm sure we'll meet again. Instead, we'll use the same Hawaiian word that you used when you welcomed us to your island. Aloha!
Aloha.
Okay, reader, it's time to head back home. Are you ready to go? Everyone, hop three times with me, then into the Reading Bug's book bag. Here we go. One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in! We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away. It's working. Look, reader, the ocean and the islands of Hawaii are disappearing, and we're zooming back across the sea once again. It sure was amazing to see such beautiful underwater sights together, to go diving with Kai, and to learn all about some of the animals that live in the ocean, even if we did have a bit of a scare with those sharks. When we get back, I hope you'll show your illustrations to your family and friends and tell them all about our trip together. I hope I'll get to see you on our next adventure. And if you ever want to dive the coral reefs of Hawaii with me again, you can always replay this episode and color more amazing illustrations.
Yeah, the sharks are pretty scary, but I'll always remember the playful dolphins befriending and protecting us, the funny flat rays swimming at the bottom of the ocean, the colorful coral, and Kai and his boat, the hundreds of fish that came to greet us when we rolled backwards into the ocean, and the funny equipment we wore so we could breathe underwater. What was your favorite part of the trip, reader? Well, if you had a blast like I did and want to learn more by reading any of the books in my book bag today, you can find a list at www.thereadingbug.com/adventures.
Okay, reader, we made it back home. The Reading Bug and I have got to be going now, but we'll see you again really soon for another great adventure. Say goodbye, Reading Bug.
Goodbye, reader. See you soon.
See you next time.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures from The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore in Northern California. We'll play some more music for you to color to in just a minute. But before we do, we've got some important people to say thank you to. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. The episode was performed by more members of the Savage family, Chloe, John, Caitlin, Brandon, and Rob DeCruz. And the role of Kai was voiced by our friend, Jonathan Amoris. Original music was written and performed by me, Ross Gruet, and Alexa Thanos. And this episode was sound designed, mixed, and mastered by the great team at Resonate Recordings. We hope our adventure introduced you to some great new books today. You can always find a list and purchase any of the titles we mentioned in our podcast at thereadingbug.com/adventures. And if you're looking to find even more books matched to your age and interests by our store staff, The Reading Bug offers a monthly book subscription shipping nationwide at readingbugbox.com. Whether you've got avid readers or finicky ones, it's a great way to explore perfectly matched new titles. Stay tuned for more adventures from The Reading Bug by subscribing to our podcast. And in the meantime, to learn all about us, discover new reads, and to check out more of our reading adventures, go to thereadingbug.com/adventures. Or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at The Reading Bug, or on Instagram at Reading Bug Box. Thanks for joining me and The Reading Bug today. We can't wait to see you next time. Goodbye.